On the line with us today, Heath Sanders with the Great Plains Canola Association. Heath, of course, they're agronomists working with producers across the state. Very difficult growing season, very difficult time here in trying to produce our canola crop, very difficult time in trying to harvest our canola crop now here in the month of June. Heath, give us kind of a little bit of an update of where we are right now in this harvest season 2014.
Well, Ron, we continue to be challenged this year. This is the year that just seemed like nothing has gone right. We kept waiting on those rains, and they never came. And in the last 10 days, 2 weeks, we've gotten as much moisture than we had the whole growing season. Making harvest, and much more difficult to get this crop out. A lot of guys were wanting to get in there, get it out with it, and here again it's dragging out throughout harvest. We're probably, 50%, but we could be approaching that number. We've got canola that is still sitting in the windrows, and a lot of guys have been having trouble getting in the field to get that out. We've still got quite a few acres of standing canola that guys are going to try to direct harvest here when we can get things dried up. But with all this moisture that we've had a plant that's been basically stressed all year long through its growing cycle, and it has made what seed it could, and then it gets dumped a lot of water on it, and with all the fertility that was put on it, and canola being an indeterminate crop has wanted to come back and it's starting to regrow again. And it's starting to cause even more harvest issues. So that's some of the things that we've noticed here in the last few days is guys have been trying to pick up some canola and we've had some regrowth and things in this canola crop that's causing some harvest concerns and issues.
Of a situation, a desk, it might help you just a little bit, at least if you're at the extreme.
Yeah, a desiccant is going to be tough to get underneath the windrows, but on some of this canola that is still standing, the guys are really going to have to probably look at putting a desiccant on in order to get that crop dried down in order to get it out of the field.
Heath, for the folks that have been able to get in and do some harvesting thus far, either pushing or swathing, even direct cutting, what are you hearing as far as their overall experience with yields?
Well, most of the canola that I have had some guys that's been able to direct harvest a few fields here and there. I haven't really seen much push canola because of the stature of the crop was so short this year. But as far as the swathed canola, the canola has been swathed and picked up. We're looking at, it's kind of been all over the board. It's been, I've heard some south of 5 bushel per acre on up to some canola around 30 bushel to the acre. I think the top one I've heard so far is around 35. But, this year, we're, a 10, 15, 20 bushel probably going to be in more that 15 to 20 range, probably more, and maybe even more around the 10 to 15 on some of it. But what I have noticed is that it seems like to me whoever caught an extra little shower or just had more rain on a field or two, that has been all the difference. And also on these late spring freezes and stuff that we had, areas of the field that didn't get, or maybe a field didn't get hurt as bad by the freeze, that canola has been extremely much better. So, but his numbers have been kind of all over the board. The guys I've talked to have been a little down on some of the yields, but for the year, if a guy can make a 15 or 20 bushel canola crop this year, that's pretty good. In my opinion, but I know there's a lot of guys out there that's making around 10 and less as well. So that's kind of the numbers that I've heard.
Heath, would you step back and maybe take a big picture view of this 2014 growing season, harvest season, and you look at the climatic challenges that we've had during this entire time. What are your thoughts about how canola has fared, say, versus the crop that we're rotating with, winter wheat?
It's pretty amazing to me that it has done what it has could do under the situation and challenges that it's been up against. Normally the canola will be a few bushels less than what wheat can generally make. And this year, it's kind of been all over the board, and what I've heard from wheat yields as well. And so I'm pretty happy with the way this crop has tried to do what it could possibly do in order to make a crop. I think I'm like any other farmer, Ron, that we've just been so frustrated with the year, and was hoping that we could have, you know, 2 or 3 weeks of pretty weather to get the wheat and the canola out, and it would be one of those things that we could put on the back burner and move ahead, move forward. So, I think all in all, for what it has been through, it's done all it could do.
Heath, as you've talked to farmers out in their fields this spring into the harvest season, and you've obviously seen some decent canola. A lot of folks have had either failures or a very, very minimal amount that's actually going to be produced this year. Anybody expressing some concerns about moving forward with canola in the future? Have they gotten a little gun-shy in some cases?
I think most of the guys that I've worked with over the last few months, and when we kept thinking it was going to rain and it didn't, but I think they've been very surprised by what it can do as try to make seed and try to flower and bloom and go through its life process without hardly any moisture. They have been pleased with the way that has happened. I think where some guys are getting frustrated is we've got canola that, we've got it either swathed in a windrow and we're trying to get it out of the field and we're running into different problems and situations. I think those are some issues that guys are faced with. But, a lot of guys have told me, it's not been the canola's fault. It's the way this year has been. And it's just been a tough, challenging year. A lot of guys are aware of that. And another thing, too, that farmers and producers that either they're a first-time canola producer or a couple-year canola producer, one thing that they have to keep in mind is that growing winter canola is you got to look at it as a system with growing your winter wheat. And you got to combine both of those crops together and grow them for 2 or 3 years in order to see exactly the benefit from the canola wheat rotation and then also taking advantage of those years when the canola is a higher price than the wheat is, which is, it's a couple dollars more a bushel than wheat is this year, which recent years it's been a little higher. But I think they have to look at it as a systems approach and an investment of what they're doing out here in the field as far as crop rotation, growing better wheat, and trying to increase overall farm net income.
Finally, Heath, obviously we're trying to wrap up harvest, but beyond harvest, as we think about, getting ready for the 2015 canola growing season, anything that you think producers need to be thinking about, even as they wrap up harvest, even as they come into this summer season between the harvest and the planting season, what do they need to be thinking about right now to be ready when that planting window arrives here in a couple of months from now?
Well, really, right now we need to make sure that we have all of our crop insurance papers and everything in order and lined up and ready to be turned in a timely fashion. And for the counties that need the written agreements. And so that's one thing that's in my thought process. Another thing is guys are trying to get some canola out this year or maybe sitting in the cab on the combine is be thinking about what varieties of canola that you might want to plant. I'm sure we're going to be all right with the seed situation, but as far as getting what you want, and trying some different varieties, guys need to be really thinking about that here in the next month or so, and try to get their seed lined out for this fall. Another thing that I would think would I definitely consider is guys that are in a no-till situation or maybe a minimum till situation, and they go in and I know we're going to have some weed issues this year with the amount of water that we've had. And then also with the short wheat we've got, we don't have as much stubble this year, but we're probably going to have some weed problems. And so guys, as far as applying their burn-down herbicides, need to make sure that, you know, they don't have any carryover residual, some of those burn-down herbicides that they put down that give them some extended life as far as weeds and stuff continue to grow through the summer. So that's kind of some things that to be thinking about moving forward is that we have to be able to make sure our herbicide program matches up to what we can plant this fall as far as planting back to canola.
All righty, Heath, appreciate your time. Heath Sanders with the Great Plains Canola Association talking about this harvest season 2014 of our canola crop here in the Southern Plains. Definitely a situation where we're trying to stick a fork in this turkey and call it done. On the Oklahoma Farm Report, I'm Ron Hayes.